Welcome to this audio issue of Distressed Investing, published and copyrighted by Porter & Company, all rights reserved. Please note that this recording was generated via AI and may contain minor transcription errors and pronunciation mistakes. Throughout this issue, I may reference charts, graphs, and imagery that can only be viewed on our website at porterandcompanyresearch.com. This issue was originally published on November 13, 2025. Value investing on steroids. This lumber supplier turns trees into pulp. A dirt-cheap bond with plenty of room to rise. This company's bond has upside fine. If you're risk-tolerant, gulp. From time to time, its bottom line gets beaten to a pulp. Martin Fridson. Google's search for the perfect lumber ended with Mercer International. This was a groundbreaking project for Google, a new campus designed with sustainability at its core. And at the heart of the Sunnyvale, California, project was a partnership with Mercer International, a company that, to many, might seem more at home in the vast forests of the Pacific Northwest or the dense woods of Germany, where it has a production facility. Yet, here they were, building a high-tech headquarters with mass timber. Alphabet, Google's parent company, wanted a campus that was not only aesthetically pleasing and functional but also significantly reduced its environmental footprint. Traditional steel and concrete, while robust, carry a heavy carbon cost. The architect suggested what's known as mass timber, specifically, cross-laminated timber, CLT, and glued laminated timber, GLT, offered the strength of conventional materials with a far lower embodied carbon. The challenge was finding a partner capable of supplying the sheer volume and quality required for a project of this scale. Enter Mercer International's Mercer Mass Timber, MMT, division. The company's journey to becoming a leader in the mass timber industry was a story of strategic acquisitions and forward-thinking investment. In 2021, the Vancouver-based company acquired the assets of Katerra, a bankrupt CLT manufacturer in Spokane, Washington, instantly boosting its North American capacity. Then, in 2023, Mercer added Structuralum Mass Timber Corporation, bringing a state-of-the-art facility in Conway, Arkansas, and production sites in British Columbia into its fold. These moves positioned MMT as the largest player in mass timber in North America, a reputation that caught Google's attention. Google, known for its rigorous standards, wanted to understand every detail of MMT's products, from the sourcing of the wood to the manufacturing process and the logistics of delivery. MMT showcased its integrated supply chain, access to well-managed forests, and its advanced manufacturing capabilities that minimized waste. The company explained how their CLT panels were engineered to exact specifications, arriving on-site as prefabricated components that could be assembled with remarkable speed, cutting down construction timelines and costs. The contract, when finally signed, was a landmark deal. MMT committed to supplying over 100,000 cubic meters of mass timber for the Google Sunnyvale campus. This wasn't just a handful of beams. It was enough timber to construct multiple large buildings, forming the backbone of the entire campus. The total value of the contract exceeded $75 million. MMT's facilities in Spokane and Conway hummed with energy. Giant logs, carefully selected from the right forests, were chipped, debarked, and then transformed into thin layers of wood called lamellas. These lamellas were then glued and pressed together under immense pressure, with alternating grain directions for CLT or parallel for GLT, creating panels and beams of incredible strength and stability. Quality control was paramount, with every piece undergoing rigorous testing to ensure it met the structural requirements of Google's innovative designs. The logistics of transporting such a massive quantity of timber across the country were a masterclass in coordination. MMT's teams worked closely with freight companies, optimizing routes and schedules to ensure a steady, just-in-time delivery to the Sunnyvale site. As the prefabricated panels arrived, they were swiftly integrated into the construction process. The sight of these enormous wooden components, lifted by cranes and slotted into place with surprising precision, captivated onlookers. The distinct, earthy aroma of wood filled the air, a stark contrast to the metallic clang of traditional construction. As the campus began to take shape, it was clear that the partnership had yielded more than just buildings. The buildings showcase the versatility and beauty of wood as a modern building material. The warm, inviting interiors of the mass timber structures provided an aesthetic that fosters a connection to nature that Google believed would enhance employee well-being and creativity. The Google Sunnyvale campus project illustrated how large-scale commercial developments could embrace sustainability without compromising on design or functionality. For Mercer International, it was a powerful demonstration of their leadership in the burgeoning mass timber industry. Seeing the forest and the trees. Unfortunately for Mercer, that 2024 project with Google was also a powerful demonstration of the highly volatile nature of the company's business. Operating profits have zigzagged from $536 million in 2022 to $17 million in 2023, and back up to $243 million in 2024, helped to a large degree by the large Google project. This year's operating profits will be down considerably from there. In this report, we look at a bond issued by that company, Mercer International, NASDAQ, Merck. In addition to supplying mass timber to companies like Google and Walmart for large building projects, Mercer also converts logs into wood pulp, the primary input for the manufacture of tissues and other paper products, and lumber for residential and commercial construction. The volatile and falling prices for both wood pulp and lumber is what has caused the company's operating profits to decline substantially this year. Buying a bond trading at a large discount from its $1,000 face value is value investing on steroids. As in most extreme sports, it's risky and not for the faint of heart. While we expect Mercer may have a few rough quarters to come, we don't view its problems as chronic or existential. As we'll discuss, the company should benefit from long-term trends and be profitable going forward. The price of Mercer's 5.125% bond maturing February 1, 2029, CUSIP 588056BB6, has fallen sharply during the year, from $920 on March 3 to $608 currently, a 39% discount to $1,000 face value. We believe the bond represents solid risk-adjusted value at current prices. If all goes well, the expected annual return on this bond is 23.0%. Even if the company seeks to swap the bond for new ones with a later maturity date, or, less likely, files for bankruptcy, we believe the bond will ultimately be valued materially higher than it is today. Looking at the core of Mercer's businesses, the largest share of Mercer International's revenue and profit comes from the manufacture and sale of wood pulp, which is used to produce numerous types of paper and cardboard products. In 2024, this business accounted for $1.5 billion of Mercer's $2.0 billion in revenue and all its operating profits. Pulp segment. The production of pulp, below, begins with trees that are chipped into small pieces. Depending on market prices, the company might start out with wood chips rather than logs. The wood bits are softened in a chemical bath that separates the fibers. Next, it's screened for impurities and then bleached. If it's made from softwood trees such as pine and spruce, the pulp is known as BSK, bleached softwood kraft. Softwood pulp has long, flexible fibers and is typically sold to manufacturers of tissues, paper towels, and other home paper goods, and packaging materials such as cartons and boxes. Pulp made from hardwood trees such as maple, birch, and oak is called BHK, bleached hardwood kraft. It has shorter, stiffer fibers and is used for printing and writing papers, newspapers, and certain types of packaging products. BSK and BHK are both traded in commodity markets in the US, Europe, and China. Softwood pulp usually fetches a premium over hardwood pulp. Although the spread varies, it's typically between $100 and $200 per ton. BSK fetches about one-third more than the BHK price. At the higher end of the range, pulp users have an incentive to switch to lower-priced BHK, which is an imperfect but adequate substitute. This is a negative for Mercer, which principally produces BSK. This graphic shows how volatile the price of both BSK and BHK has been. Industry experts expect that demand for softwood pulp, which accounts for most of Mercer's production, will grow for many years. The principal reasons for this optimistic outlook are: the growth of e-commerce is increasing the need for cardboard boxes and cartons. Total demand rose roughly 19% from 2.6 million tons in 2023 to 3.1 million in 2024. This trend is also fueled by growing preference by food and beverage producers for packaging from renewable resources such as paper, rather than from plastic. As incomes rise and living standards improve in developing countries such as India and China, the per capita spending on tissues, toilet paper, and other sanitary paper products increases. In 2024, tissue demand rose 9.5% and toilet paper demand rose 7.5% worldwide. Although companies can periodically increase their capacity to produce softwood pulp by improving the efficiency of their processes, industry-wide BSK capacity is estimated to have fallen by 3 million tons over the last few years. This capacity was closed due to increasingly stringent environmental regulations, and because Canada and Sweden, and other countries, have reduced logging permits or placed annual caps on tree cutting. These positive factors are partly offset by declining demand for printing paper, including standard office and graphic paper, needed for printing newspapers and magazines. Opinions vary, but most market research companies expect overall demand for softwood pulp to grow 5% to 10% over the next 5 years. Roughly 85% to 90% of Mercer's production is BSK, with the balance being hardwood pulp. The company is the number two player in the BSK market, behind Canadian company Canfor Pulp, CFX.2, with just over 2 million tons of capacity per year, Mercer accounts for roughly 12% to 13% of worldwide capacity of softwood pulp, estimated at 15 million to 16 million tons. Mercer has many competitors. A few are large, while many are smaller-scale operators with higher production costs than Mercer and its large peers. When the price of pulp is high, pulp producers tend to be very profitable. When the price is low, they're generally unprofitable or, at best, marginally profitable. Mercer's facilities are large, relatively new, and carefully maintained. They're therefore comparatively efficient and tend to make a small amount of money, before corporate overhead, even when pulp prices are unfavorable. Solid wood segment. Mercer generates roughly $200 million in revenue from the sale of lumber and other solid wood products. The company purchases trees that are delivered to its sawmills, principally its Friesau and Torgau facilities in Germany. Both are located near that country's large forests, which lowers the delivery cost. These facilities turn out lumber cut to fit the differing standard sizes used in Europe, Asia, and the US. The capacity of the company's sawmills is 1.06 billion board feet of lumber per year. A board foot is a foot long, a foot wide, and an inch thick. The volume and profitability of Mercer's lumber sales are tied to the levels of home building and renovation in the company's key markets of Germany, North America, and Asia. Over the past few years, higher interest rates worldwide have put a damper on home building and renovation. This reduced activity has led to lower prices, reduced sales, and lower profitability for Mercer's and its competitors' lumber business. Like it provided to the Google Campus Project and others, Mercer also has a growing business manufacturing and selling what is referred to as mass timber, engineered products, in which many smaller pieces of wood are glued together to create a product capable of bearing heavy weight. The engineered wood is then cut into large panels or posts used in commercial or residential construction. The two principal types of mass timber are the two recommended by the Google Architect, CLT, a cross-laminated timber, used for panels, and GLT or glulam, which is glued laminated timber, used for structural support. Mercer Mass Timber, MMT, has a long history of manufacturing engineered wood products. The company was a small player before making two acquisitions that resulted in MMT, headquartered in Spokane, Washington, becoming the largest player in mass timber. In August 2021, as we said above, the company bought the assets of Katerra, a bankrupt manufacturer of CLT, also located in Spokane, for $50 million. These assets represented approximately 30% of CLT capacity in North America at the time. In May 2023, the company purchased Structurlam Mass Timber Corporation, also then in bankruptcy, for $81.1 million. This acquisition included a state-of-the-art manufacturing facility for CLT and GLT in Conway, Arkansas, as well as three smaller production facilities, later combined, in British Columbia. Benefits of mass timber. Using CLT and GLT mass timber products for new construction is a popular way for businesses to reduce their carbon footprint. Wood stores its carbon and can absorb external carbon. According to North Carolina State Natural Resources News, researchers determined that a hybrid, mid-rise CLT commercial building provided a 15% to 26% reduction in global warming potential, depending on the building design. The US and Canada have approved mass timber construction for buildings up to 18 stories. In short, mass timber has a higher initial cost than traditional steel and concrete, but it's lighter than these competing materials, making it less expensive to transport and advantageous in the event of an earthquake. CLT arrives at construction sites in prefabricated panels, which reduces the construction period and costs. Overall, mass timber is cost-efficient in commercial and residential construction. Its favorable carbon footprint yields public relations benefits for businesses looking to demonstrate to customers and regulators how they're reducing the environmental impact of their business. Mass timber is also fire-resistant and less likely to buckle than steel and concrete. Panels made with CLT and GLT have a char layer, extra thickness that enables them to withstand 90 minutes of fire without impairing their structural integrity. It's akin to throwing a large and heavy log into the fireplace. It will take a long time to catch fire, and fires are likely to die out before the heavy log ignites. Given these favorable qualities of mass timber, Mercer projects that the market will grow at a compound rate of 25% from 2025 through 2029. Even if we were to cut this rate in half, projected demand should present Mercer with substantial growth potential for years to come. Revenue from power sales and other byproducts of production. Mercer also generates revenue from selling byproducts of its manufacturing processes. Steam generated in the pulping process is used to power turbines for electricity. The company uses roughly 60% of this co-generated power in its own facilities and sells the remaining 40% to the local power grids in Germany or Canada, where its plants are located. Mercer converts wood left over from its sawmills into pellets and briquettes that are used in heating systems such as pellet stoves. In 2024, Mercer generated $184 million in revenue from biofuel sales. Mercer also uses specialized boilers to recapture and reuse the chemicals consumed in converting wood into pulp. For example, the company sells lignin, a polymer found in wood that's released in pulping and can be used as fuel. In addition, Mercer has entered into multiple joint ventures to extract chemicals from the residuals generated by the pulp and solid wood businesses. The company accounts for these co-generated revenue as offsets to its production costs. The company is in the early stage of installing a carbon capture system at its Peace River plant in Alberta. Based on an estimate of 500,000 tons of carbon captured per year, the project, which will likely come online in 2027 or 2028, will generate between $50 million and $100 million each year for Mercer. The company expects to sign a 10-year contract to sell these credits when the project is nearer to its completion date. How tariffs are playing out across the business. Although Mercer has not been directly affected by recent changes in U.S. tariff rates, it has experienced indirect costs of these increased levies. Mercer's revenue from its sales of pulp and lumber are principally denominated in U.S. dollars, while most of its expenses are in euros and Canadian dollars. The tariff increases have caused the U.S. dollar to lose value against these other currencies. The company estimates the cost of these currency changes at $26 million in Q2 2025 and $11 million in Q3. The tariff changes by the U.S., along with the threats of additional levies or counter-tariffs, have increased uncertainty for businesses around the world. The company believes this perception of risk has cut into demand for its products and caused the price of wood pulp in the Chinese market to fall sharply from $793 per ton in the first quarter, before tariff increases, to $690 per ton last quarter. We note that Mercer's competitors face the same issues, and in time we would expect tariff rates to stabilize and pulp market prices to reflect these changes in cost. In the meantime, Mercer's international footprint, pulp production and sawmills in Germany and Canada, mass timber in the US and Canada, should help it mitigate the effect of country-specific tariff increases or counter-tariffs enacted by Canada and/or the EU. Operating results. Mercer's profitability is highly volatile, high when pulp and lumber prices have risen and low when they've declined. Between 2019 and 2024, operating profit ranged from a low of $17.5 million to a high of $536.5 million. The average operating profit over the period was $279.9 million. The current year is shaping up to be a bad one for Mercer. Demand for pulp has declined as global uncertainties, including but not limited to tariffs, have led to increased caution by many businesses worldwide. This muted activity has led to a near-term glut of wood pulp. The spread between BSK and BHK is currently $187 per ton. The company has indicated that when this spread exceeds $170 per ton, customers have an incentive to switch to BHK, which requires more chemical treatment and yields an inferior but adequate product. Despite soft pulp prices, the price of fiber, the trees and wood chips that are the most important input for manufacturing BSK or BHK, has risen significantly because of a short supply. Lumber prices have remained weak. High interest rates over the last few years have continued to depress new construction in the US and elsewhere. While the mass timber business has an active pipeline of new projects, in 2025 Mercer hasn't received orders for large projects like the previous ones for the Google campus mentioned above, and for a large Walmart construction effort, which boosted the profitability of the mass timber business in 2024. For all these reasons, in the first 9 months of 2025, Mercer has generated a paltry operating profit of $4.2 million, compared with $146.7 million in the same period of 2024. We note that while the results in the first quarter, before additional tariffs took effect, were down versus the same period last year, the year-over-year shortfall worsened significantly after April 1. Mercer is targeting $100 million in annual cost savings relative to 2024's results by the end of 2026. It sees these savings coming from a focus on maximizing operating rates by reducing downtime at its pulp mills, cost reduction programs in all areas of operations, reducing capital expenditures from $100 million in 2025 to $70 million in 2026, reducing inventories by $20 million. Although this year's results have been bad, and may continue that way in the near term, the long-term prospects for pulp are strong. Demand for tissues and other sanitary products in developing countries such as India is expected to keep rising. The softwood pulp business has significant upside once prices rebound. Management expects that smaller, higher-cost producers will be forced to cut capacity, either temporarily or permanently. It believes that prices are likely to bottom out before year-end, although the pace of the rebound is likely to be muted in the short term. Debt. As of September 30, Mercer had total debt of $1.57 billion, or $1.47 billion adjusted for $98 million in cash. It can borrow up to another $278 million under its bank facilities, resulting in total liquidity, cash and available borrowing, of $376 million. The company's bank loans do not have any credit tests, for instance debt as a multiple of operating profit, that could limit its ability to borrow the full amount available. In the company conference call on November 7, senior management indicated that they've begun productive discussions with bank lenders to extend the maturity of the credit lines. Cash flow and liquidity. Mercer's operations used $70.2 million in cash during the first 9 months of 2025. The company's total liquidity of $376 million will likely decline during the last quarter of 2025. We assume roughly $350 million should be available going into 2026. Based on statements by management on conference calls, Mercer's fixed non-operating expenses next year should be in the range of $190 million to $205 million. Assuming Mercer's operations break even in 2026, $350 million in cash and available borrowing should be enough to carry the company through the year. Given projected cost cuts and a small increase in the pulp prices, Mercer should do better than break even. Any operating profit that Mercer might generate in 2026 would reduce this cash needed and extend its liquidity runway. As mentioned, Mercer is in discussions with its bank lenders to extend its credit lines beyond their 2027 maturity dates. If operations don't improve by the middle of next year, Mercer may also seek to extend the maturity of its bonds, including the 5.125% scheduled to mature February 1, 2029, which we are recommending in this issue. In that scenario, the company would likely offer to swap new, longer-dated bonds, perhaps at full face value of $1,000 or perhaps at a discount, for the ones currently outstanding. We believe this possibility is already built into the large discount in the price of Mercer bonds. Valuation, operating profit, and the bond. According to a May 2024 report by Boston Consulting Group, the average transaction price for pulp, paper, and packaging companies was 8.1x operating profit. While we don't know what Mercer's operating profit will be in 2026, we assume, as in most years, it will fall between $150 million and $400 million. The Mercer International 5.125% bonds are trading at $608, a 39% discount from face value of $1,000. At this price, the business valuation needed to break even, after paying the secured debt of $238 million in full and adjusting for $98 million in cash, is approximately $915 million. As the price of the 5.125% bonds rises to full face value, the break-even rises to $1.415 billion, Mercer's total debt adjusted for cash. For example, if someone purchases a 5.125% bond at $650, the business needs to be worth $969 million to justify the purchase price. This would equate to anywhere from 6.5x operating profit of $150 million to 3.5x the $280 million average from 2019 through 2024, to 2.4x operating profit of $400 million. While Mercer's operating results are still deteriorating, we're optimistic about the value of Mercer's business over the long term because demand for pulp is rising, while high-cost industry capacity is declining. Over time, pulp prices are likely to increase. Tariffs will eventually become part of operating cost and are likely to be reflected in product prices. As interest rates decline, home building and renovation should pick up significantly, as should the operating results for Mercer's solid wood business. Description of the 5.125% bonds. Mercer's 5.125% bonds maturing February 1, 2029, are senior unsecured obligations. As of September, the company had a total of $1.57 billion in debt. Approximately $238 million of this debt is secured and would be paid first in a restructuring. The value above $238 million goes to the holders of Mercer's $1.275 billion of unsecured bonds, including this issue of 5.125% bonds, until they're repaid in full. Any remaining surplus belongs to shareholders. Risks. Mercer International's bonds are high risk and high potential return. The most significant risks include: demand for wood pulp and lumber is cyclical. Mercer's revenue and profit tend to increase when demand in Mercer's markets is strong and fall when it weakens. An extended period of low pulp and lumber prices could use up Mercer's cash supply, currently $376 million. If liquidity becomes stressed, it may need to sell assets or conceivably undertake a financial reorganization. Profitability is heavily dependent on the price of trees and wood chips. The cost of this fiber equates to 55% of the cash production cost of wood pulp and 75% of the cost of solid wood products. There are periods like the present when pulp and lumber prices are low, fiber prices are high, and profits are difficult to achieve. Virtually all of Mercer's revenue is denominated in US dollars and most of its expenses are in euros or Canadian dollars. Swings in exchange rates, principally between the US and the euro and Canadian dollar, can significantly affect the company's profitability. The company has a high level of debt, and its operating profitability can vary widely from period to period. This combination of high leverage and volatile operating results means the trading price of Mercer's bonds can swing suddenly and sharply. Mercer produces its pulp in Germany and Canada, and its mass timber facilities are in the US and Canada. The company sells to customers in the US, Europe, and Asia, principally China. Changes in the rules governing trade, particularly between the US and both Canada and Germany, can reduce profitability, particularly over the short term. Action to take: buy Mercer International's 5.125% bond maturing February 1, 2029, CUSIP number 588056BB6, up to a price of $650, which would equate to an annual yield of roughly 20.5%. Martin Fridson, Porter & Company, Stevenson, Maryland. Thank you for being a paid subscriber to Distressed Investing. We hope you enjoyed this audio issue. Check our website for the full issue, which includes instructions on how to purchase today's recommendation. You can also check out our best buys where we highlight current portfolio picks that are at an attractive buy point today. You can find the best buys under the best buys link on our site at porterandcompanyresearch.com.